This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:07, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. We have a couple of good guests for you this week. As always, we have Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce. He is here. We also have Gary Lumley and Shotzi here from New Belongings Aquatics and Hobby Center out of the Gillespie area. So grab yourself a cup of coffee, pour yourself a glass of juice. Our conversation begins in 30 seconds.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we know that the most valuable thing we possess cannot be seen or touched. It's your goodwill toward us. Our life's work and service to this community stands as a testament to the level of care we provide and to the honor and respect we show to each family we serve. One simple phone call to Plummer Funeral Home and we'll be standing by your side, helping you through your most difficult hours. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott, and with you, our guest this week, Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce. We also have Gary Lumley and Shotzi from New Belongings Aquatics and Hobby Center in Gillespie. Mickey, let's start with you. It's been a while, my friend.
Yes, we missed you.
Good morning, sir. I was in Key West.
That's fine. We had that beautiful weather just like you did down there.
And your phone's going off too. So nothing really has changed since the last time you were here.
No, that's people want to get me.
Except the Blues are in the playoffs. That's good.
Well, we got a clinch there, but we're still going for all the marbles.
It still scares me. So I know. As we start off the program here, what's going on with the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce?
Well, on April 12th, we'll have the community-wide yard sale. People are getting on the map. They're signing up right now, and that's from 8 to 2 on Tuesday, on Saturday, April 12th. Mm-hmm. The public who comes into town, they can pick up the maps any place, almost any business in downtown Bunnell, downtown Gillespie, or anything like that. That'll be all over there. About 24 hours before, I'll have them out there. Mm-hmm. And then 2 weeks after that, on April 26th, we have the e-cycling. Mm-hmm. Anything electronic that has a cord, they'll take, from televisions to the computers and everything you can think of. Last year, we filled an 18-wheeler truck twice.
That's incredible.
That is. You don't have to tell me that. There is a lot of lifting going on there.
And that's one thing. You talk about electronics. As technology changes and a computer gets outdated and replaced, what do you do with the tower? What do you do? Yep, and this provides an opportunity to get rid of it in a safe and timely manner.
And that's Saturday, April 26th from 9 to noon in downtown Bunnell at City Hall.
At City Hall. Okay. So a lot of, and then before you know it, we wake up, Italian American Days will be here, the summer concert series will be here,
and Black Diamond Days
will be here.
It's going to be spread out a little bit this time.
It's kind of like a week away, isn't it? The way time flies.
Yep.
We've got a couple of good guests you brought in here. Tell me about them.
I'll let them tell themselves because they know fish and I don't.
Gary Lumley and Shotzi are here. They represent New Belongings Aquatic and Hobby Center in Gillespie. Gary, Shotzi, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And talk with us a little bit, because this is an interesting thing you've got going on here with the store, isn't it?
Yeah, we tried to bring a little bit of paradise to the Gillespie area with saltwater and freshwater fish. We also offer radio-controlled vehicles, parts, accessories, pretty well-rounded store.
Let's talk a little bit, and we were kind of hinting about this off the air here, the fish industry. I know when a certain movie came out about, 6 years ago, Finding Nemo came out, that upped the game quite a bit, especially with fish.
Yes.
Is it still the case, or has it died down a little bit?
Oh, no. Any time a kid walks in a store, that's the first thing out of their mouth is Nemo. You know, that's I want to say the one recognized fish out of all of them, second to Dory, the blue hippo tang.
The blue hippo?
Yeah.
And let's talk a little bit. How did you get involved with the fish industry?
I've been a hobbyist since about 1990, and I had my first freshwater tank. A year after that, I set up a saltwater tank, and I've been hooked ever since. As a kid, I never really had an interest in fish, and went over to a saltwater store and freshwater store in St. Louis, and I just hadn't turned back since.
I had, when I was a kid, I used to have a fish, and you go to the carnivals, and I think Black Diamond Days has this where you throw a ball and it goes into the fish.
Yeah.
That type of entertainment, it's not really good for the fish, is it?
Well, as long as it doesn't dunk the fish on the head, you know, it's, other than that, yeah, you can.
Well, half the time they can't survive the car ride home.
Yeah. the shaking of the bag, the shaking in the car, they're usually good for about an hour, but being in the sun all day, it takes a toll on them too.
Let's talk a little bit about care, because it's not just a normal fishbowl. You put a fish in, you feed it from time to time. There's a lot to this, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a lot that goes with the caring of the fish. Basically, you know, you want to keep the water quality just like you keep your house. You know, just because you clean your house once a week doesn't mean you don't want to clean your fishbowl once a week.
Mm-hmm.
The big thing is, you know, you do have fish waste and everything else inside there, so there's really no downside to a clean fish tank.
So it's almost everyday type thing, or at least once a week thing.
At least once a week, yes. And it's not a big ordeal. You take 10% of the water out, put 10% of water back in. Clean the glass, shake the filter out in that dirty water and put it back in, and yeah, it's not as bad as everybody thinks.
Clean the glass outside and in, basically?
Outside and in, yeah. It's not only good for you to see the fish, but the fish to see
absolutely.
You too. Yeah.
Does the, when they come in your store and order or buy, they like what they see, they yeah. buy a tank and they buy this and that, do you do the preparation work for them to show them what's necessary to do of cleaning, how to clean it, what to do, what not? I mean,
yeah, we try to go through every step with the customer from the time that we're getting them out of the tank. You know, you don't have to chase them down with the net. If you go slow, show them, you know, that gentleness goes a long ways.
Mm-hmm.
And we give them an acclimation paper, shows them how to acclimate the fish when they take it home, and further care. If they have any questions at any point in time, we're open 7 days a week, and I suggest everybody to call. You know, if they have the only stupid question is the one that you don't ask.
Absolutely, and I remember when I was a kid, it was a goldfish that used to be popular. I'm assuming that that's still kind of?
The goldfish is still real popular. We don't carry very many goldfish at the store just because of the fact we don't have the extra space, but mm-hmm. we do have a lot of common tropical fish. Shotzi can kind of step on those a little bit.
Go ahead.
I'd say some of the most popular now in the freshwater are the glowfish. They're vibrant colors. They come in purple, pink, yellow, green, red. And what people is hard to believe is they're not injected with dye like in the old days. They're actually genetically bred for their colors.
Wow.
So they are very common. We carry the glowfish tanks. And
yeah, they actually take a gene from a very fluorescent jellyfish, that color, and they put it in the DNA strand, and that's how they get the color of those.
And of course, I mean, you talk about, like, the fish tanks and that. Some of these people, I mean, they go all, I mean, it's not just a simple square tank on a,
oh no,
not on a mantle or something like that. They go all out.
Yeah, yeah. We've seen customers, you know, that come in and want a 3 gallon tank, and we've custom built tanks for customers for a 180 gallon L shaped tank. You know, just
how difficult is that? That's got to be tricky.
It takes a little bit of practice. Yeah. The main thing when you're setting a tank up like that, and, you know, you have to think of floor structure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ground up is really the true scenario for that.
Probably time and money.
Yes,
that helps too. Yeah.
for those that don't know, your store, you're in Gillespie. Whereabouts?
Yeah, we're in the middle of Main Street, Gillespie.
Downtown Gillespie.
Downtown Gillespie. Thank you, Mickey. We're at 114 South McCoupa
Street. You've learned well. You don't. Yeah,
yeah, we've learned to love Mickey over the years. Yeah. We're across from Sullivan's Drugstore in Gillespie there on South McCoupin.
And the fish's variety is, I mean, we've talked about the Nemo fish, the Dory fish. What other fish are available?
We've had stingrays come through, sharks. We've had sharks hatch.
Time out. Yeah. Stingrays?
Yeah.
Yes. So far we've brought in a Cortez stingray.
I'm not saying dwarf stingrays. Are they?
These are a full-size stingray for their size. It's a Cortez stingray, which only gets about 10 inches in diameter.
Okay.
But he has a 10-inch tail on the end of him also, so you do need a quite large tank for that guy.
Okay, so we got stingray, sharks. I have heard that. With you've got baby sharks and that don't get really
big. Yeah, 4 feet in length. Which is not big for a shark, but yes, you need a minimum 300-gallon tank.
300-gallon tank.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
What's some of the accessories you have that goes in there? I'm impressed with myself with the accessories in there because I never could see how they could always stay down.
Yeah, we've got your common decor for the glowfish tank, for your standard freshwater tank all the way up through live rock and live sand for your saltwater tank. Misconception is the rock is alive in a saltwater tank where it's not. It's a calcium composite with live bacteria that's growing on it. So in sense, it is a true live rock, but the skeletal of it is the base.
When I was in there the other day, there was one fish trying to dig down at the bottom, trying to dig out some sand there. He was trying to get that out so he can fly through there, but he couldn't get it all out because it kept falling back in there. The thing is there a such thing as a clown fish?
Yeah,
that's Nemo.
Yeah, that's Nemo.
Nemo. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Go to Redbox, rent the DVD. You will find all about... And they're not funny, really. No.
Not very funny, no.
It's normally on...
Disney Channel or something like
that. Well, yeah. And also on... the one movie is on occasionally on Disney Channel there.
Yeah,
at least once a month.
Yeah. Clownfish, that movie has put that breed sky high.
Yeah, it really has. It's taken the hobby bust away.
And I think with the sequel coming out, the Dory fish will probably bring that sky high as well.
Yeah.
And then one thing we need to bring up, the fish, if you flush it down the toilet, it doesn't go to the ocean.
It does. Not all drains lead to the ocean. That's very true, Toby.
Because that was a problem with the movie because all these kids were buying these Nemo fish or the clownfish or that, and they were flushing them down the toilet. They're like, oh, I'm going to save Nemo, and it's going to go to the ocean. Not necessarily.
Yeah, that's Dad's $30 fish, you know.
How much they are now?
Yeah. Yeah, you can...
Wow!
We bring them in on sale sometimes for $24.99, but biggest part of the time, depending on the size, you know, they're right around $30.
And, of course, the food that you feed them. Does it vary from the fish that you have? Like a goldfish gets X type, and then like a clownfish or something like that gets X type?
Yeah, a goldfish actually doesn't have a stomach, so they put a lot more fillers in a goldfish food, mm-hmm. where that food is not good for your standard tropical fish. Tropical fish, you can feed them flake. You can feed them actually frozen food as well. They're very beneficial for them. Saltwater fish, yeah, you can feed them flakes that actually have the good benefits in it, and we feed frozen food as well.
Is it, if let's say I'm in the market for getting a tank and some fish, is it, I guess, appropriate to get the same type of fish and not mix them up? I mean, are there types that you don't mix because they don't get along? How does that work?
You want to choose which fish you want the most.
Mm-hmm.
If you want angelfish, some people think, okay, angels are hard to care for. Oh, I can't put this in with them. There's a lot more fish that you can put together. They survive in the lakes and the oceans together.
Right.
You don't have to have just one certain type of fish. Having more of a variety, top swimmer, middle swimmer, bottom swimmers, is a very good for all aquariums to mix it.
There are certain fish that you don't put with other fish. You know, some fish are more aggressive, some fish are more peaceful. You have your community fish and your aggressive fish. So yes,
you want to make sure if you like a doctor's office, you put a tank in the doctor's office that
definitely
they can withstand the tapping of the glass because, well, the marlin Finding Nemo, tap on the glass, and sometimes that's okay. Most of the time, that's not.
Yeah, it's pretty stressful for the fish. But if you
be honest now, how often have you had to tell a kid that goes into your store that taps on the glass to not tap on the glass?
Without joking, 3 to 4 times a day.
I wouldn't doubt. Okay.
Especially with the puffer fish. Everyone wants to see the puffer puff, and in all actuality,
the round one that's like flat and then boom, they blow up, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a toxin that they release in their body to be able to expand and be bigger than the fish's mouth.
So that's not actually good for that fish.
No, it's not good at all. But at the same time, it can hurt them, but more times than not, it won't.
Okay. So it sounds like things are going really, really well for you guys, basically.
Yeah, we're doing really good there.
What's some of the other things that you have in your store that people come in or just get overwhelmed like I have?
If you made him overwhelmed, then kudos to you.
Yeah, go ahead. Appreciate that. We've got radio controlled helicopters hanging up on the wall.
That's his hobby.
That's your hobby?
That's the hobby part.
Okay. Correct.
That is the hobby part.
Yeah, some of that is what was kind of blowing me over. But I'm used to little things.
Yeah.
Now they're so big. I mean.
Yeah, we've got a 70-inch Piper Cub hanging up from the ceiling.
If you watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians, I think Bruce Jenner has a.
Bruce Jenner is an avid helicopter.
Flying helicopter. A remote control helicopter collector.
Yes, he is. Yeah, he's actually pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's got more money than I do, so I mean, he can afford the bigger ones. But how did you get involved with the helicopters now?
Well, I got started back in about 79, 80 in that range. Mm-hmm. I was mowing grass as a kid. Bought my first.
You needed something to distract you while you were mowing, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I wish I was that talented, but no. Yeah. I crashed a couple of kits of airplanes, and then the hobby store where I went, they had a helicopter in there, mm-hmm. and I think I saved the whole summer. Bought my helicopter kit. If I was lucky, it was 2 minutes, and I ended up crashing it. So I had to work the whole winter shoveling snow, and then that spring went up, bought another kit, and I was more than hooked at that point because I've
how has the response been with remote control helicopters? Are the kids into it, or are they kind of like haven't picked up on it yet, but there's kind of like an interest?
There's a lot of interest with the kids. We can get you started in a ready to fly smaller helicopter kit for as cheap as $79, mm-hmm. But the bigger ones that you see, you're right around the $850 ballpark.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's not a cheap sport.
What other hobbies do you have besides the helicopters or in the store?
We have plastic models that are really hard to find anymore. You know, some of the big box stores quit carrying them.
Carry airplanes, trucks, trains, cars, rock crawlers, parts.
Yeah,
this concept is kind of, it's not confusing me, but it's kind of neat because you got one side that handles the fish and aquatics, and then have one side that handles remote control stuff. It's not, you know, I mean, it's
yeah, we've got
that's a an interesting concept.
We've got a hobby for the whole family. Dad can come in and look for his radio control parts. Mom and the kids fish the whole way. Dad even gets involved with the fish as well. And that the typical freshwater tank usually switches over to a saltwater tank.
And well, one thing especially with the remote control helicopters, you got mm-hmm. Gillespie Lake out there, which it's been a while since I've been out there.
Yeah,
that what an ideal setting to go out to the marina or whatever, and just fly that around.
Yeah.
the the lake.
Yeah, and you can take boats out there
as
well.
The bad thing of it is if you don't know how to control it and it crashes into the lake, then you're in trouble. But, I mean...
Yeah, it's like going to Carnegie Hall. Practice, practice, practice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it takes a lot of time, doesn't it?
It really does. Some kids can pick it up overnight. You know, the introduction of the video game was a blessing for the radio-controlled realm because the dexterity with the hands are there.
It's almost like a game remote. Yeah,
yeah, it really is. You know, the hand-eye coordination and the picking up on just all the little inputs is really the sensitivity of the hobby.
Gary Schatzi, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for stopping by. This is a fascinating because you're bringing me back to my childhood. Because I do remember when I was a kid having just a simple bowl with a couple of goldfish in there. And yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad to bring some memories back for
you. It does. And, you know, and the thing is, you talk about it with the kids. Not only is it's like a life lesson as well, because if they come home and the fish is up on the water, they learn real quickly about, I hate saying death,
teach a responsibility.
Yeah. They learn real quickly about that. I really do. Absolutely. Yeah. Gary Schatzi, again, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in and your short heart and downtown Gillespie, can't miss it, right across the street from Sullivan's, right?
Correct.
So,
thanks for having us.
No problem. And Mickey, you've got 90 seconds. Go.
Oh, good. But like I said earlier, community-wide yard sale on Saturday, April 12th. The maps will be available 24 hours before that in most businesses.
Okay.
And it runs from 8 to 2. And it's all community district 7, school district, which is 8 municipalities, are all included in it if they want to be. You have to be on the map to really get it. Mm-hmm. And then 2 weeks later, April 26th, is our e-cycling thing. They'll take anything electronic with a cord on it, from a 80-inch television that we had 6 of them last time.
80-inch?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it either. I had to measure it because I didn't believe it.
Wow.
And then shortly after that, we have the spring craft show on May 11th, I think it is, this Saturday on May at the Gillespie Civic Center. And then we have the big three things to start off the summer with is Memorial Day weekend, the Italian American Club will have their 4-day event going. And then we start the summer concert series on the first Tuesday in June. And the Black Diamond Days comes up on June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
All right. Mickey, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much. And that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. We'll talk to you next week. So long.